The way I started decoding was just asking questions. And I was able to see through this whole place after asking enough questions. Why are the stoplights red? Why are the stop signs red? Who controls the languages? Why do the babies say ma in every country? That's a huge sign right there. Why do all the babies say ma when they come out of the womb? M-A, water and blood, because they come out of the water and the blood. M is water, A is blood. M is water, A is blood. Why do the babies say ma when they come out of the womb? Ma, ma, blood and water. That's why. And when you wake up to the fact that there's certain things that are stable in this reality, certain things that repeat, certain things that are a fractal repeat, you have to come to the conclusion eventually, with enough questions and enough meditation and enough thought, that this is a fractal holographic simulation. Why do the cars have four wheels? You might say, well, it's more stable. Okay, so why is it stable? Why is the number four stable? Why is everything a box? Why are the cars a box? Why are the houses a box? Why is everything a box down here? Why does Amazon ship box packages? Why does everybody ship in a box? Why does everybody think in a box? And you keep asking the questions and eventually see the parallels. And the parallels are obvious. But everything is the same story. No matter where you go, I don't care if you go to UPS, FedEx, Amazon, they're all shipping boxes. I don't care which podcast you go on or you watch. They're all telling a fantastic story, right? Some more than others. Everybody loves the fantastic storyline, right? What was that lady's name? You can tell who the Freemasons are because they can tell fantastic stories and not get kicked off of any channel, but you can tell who are not the Freemasons, they get kicked out. That one lady interviews these people and she got kicked off the internet, one for Project Camelot. She gets kicked out. But all these other people telling the same fantastic stories after her, they get promoted. In other words, if you're not a part of the system, they boot you out. I'm not saying I believe everything Camelot's saying. They have some good stuff, but I really believe it's a, I know what it is. Jesus spoke it all into existence. I know what it is. That's why it takes so long to learn the languages. That which is seen is made by the unseen, and it was spoken into existence. Sound waves, vibration, string theory, whatever you want to call it, the particles are just derivatives of the spoken word. If Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily, God is a spirit, and you can't see God without Jesus. You have to see, God is the 3D experience of God. You can't, no man's seen God at any time except through Jesus. And so the 3D reality has to follow a pattern that's unseen. And so the unseen patterns are the archetypes. The reason you walk by faith is because everything's by faith. You believe what God says. He's always going to make a way of escape for His saints. He's going to be a provider. He laughs at the wicked who mock God. He laughs at them. The unseen realm dictates 3D. And then when you start to see that 3D is just nothing but a series, a sequence, a repeat, a fractal. The signs repeat, the dashes repeat, the trees repeat, the grass repeats, the drama repeats. When you see that 3D is just nothing but a cycle repeat, a pattern, and everything's a pattern. You can go to one Sheetz restaurant and it functions exactly the same as the other Sheetz. And even something that's not written down on paper, the employees are going to act the same at every Sheetz. You go to one Sheetz and there's a fractal storyline. The people behind the counter, the people cleaning, the guests, the customers, they all act the same at every Sheetz. It's not just the way the Sheetz has set its bylaws and its rules and its conduct, but it's the people shifting in to a way of thinking, a way of life, a way of responding. There might be one or two exceptions. I went into one Sheetz, the newer versions, and these people were more talkative about just being friendly, being real people. But most of the time you go in one and they're afraid to be real. They don't like to be real because the customers are crazy, probably. They're afraid of the customers. So if you want to see your future, look at the fractal. And you better make a change. You better make a change. If you see everybody around you getting diabetes from eating sugar, drinking, liver problems, you better make a change, and you better do it now. And you better start fasting. And you better start cutting back all that bad stuff. And do intermittent fastings, ride a bike. If you can't jog or run, go get you a bicycle, electric bicycle, and just ride it around the block 1,000 times every day. Make it happen, people. You can see the fractal. You can see the fractal. You can see your future. Just look at the situation that you're in. You can see the future. You can see the game if you want to call it a game. I don't care what you call it anymore. You can call it a simulation, you can call it a video game, you can call it a whatever. I really don't care, because if you name it's it has anything that man makes, it's a subset of what's happening in the spirit realm. Like I said, if you wash your clothes, it's because you're being washed. If you brew your coffee, that's because you're being brewed. He brews. I'm giving you the truth, but most people can't handle it.